99 down, one to go. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. It's the final weekend of campaigning in Georgia. Tuesday is Election Day in the Senate runoff race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. During an appearance on Fox and Friends weekend, Walker tied his opponent to President Biden's policies.
Because of Joe Biden, we have these high gas prices. We have this high grocery prices. We have crime in the streets. Joe Biden and Raphael Warnock is the fault of that. We have this open border.
After rallying in Atlanta earlier today, Warnock is heading to an event in Augusta. He claims Walker isn't fit to serve in the U.S. Senate. The presidential nominating calendar could look a lot different for Democrats in 2024.
Iowa and New Hampshire, the traditional starter pistols to the American political marathon that ends with the election of a president. For Democrats, perhaps not much longer. The Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee approved a plan to move South Carolina to the first slot, then New Hampshire, Nevada, followed by primaries in Georgia and Michigan.
Fox's Rich Edson, Iowa and New Hampshire opposed the move. We haven't heard the last about Twitter's suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story. The company's new owner, Elon Musk, has promised to reveal more information today about the internal deliberations.
This thread that was posted showcases how initial skepticism by social media companies over the Hunter Biden laptop story specifically boiled over at Twitter into overt partisan censorship.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Millions of Americans are likely glued to their televisions. The U.S. in action against the Netherlands at the World Cup in Doha. A win is needed to advance. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The body of a 7-year-old girl has been found 2 days after she disappeared from her Texas home.
Wise County Sheriff's deputies say a FedEx driver abducted 7-year-old Athena Strand from her Paradise home and then killed the child. Cops say that the driver, 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner, had delivered a package to the home about the time Athena went missing. They say Horner has confessed to the crime and that they have digital evidence linking him to it. Police not saying how Athena died. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Heinous allegations against a Connecticut father. Christopher Francis Queenie is accused of choking, stabbing, and dismembering his infant daughter. He spent 2 weeks on the run before a concerned citizen called an anonymous tip line. We haven't learned much about an arrest in Indiana surrounding the murders of two teenagers, and now those connected with the case aren't allowed to talk about it.
Carroll County Judge Francis Gull Friday issued an order granting the state's motion for a gag order in the Richard Allen case. This comes one day after attorneys for Allen issued a press release speaking out against the evidence presented by the recently released probable cause affidavit. Prosecutors had been seeking a gag order barring Allen, attorneys, law enforcement, and even family members from public communication. This comes as the defense is seeking a change in venue because of what they call extensive media attention in the case. Allen arrested 5 years after the murders of two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Indonesia's main island of Java was rattled by a strong earthquake today, forcing people into the streets, but only minor damage has been reported. Late last month, more than 300 people were killed by an earthquake in West Java. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.